Hope you are enjoying your time in Gyan Sarovar and learning how to live peaceful and happy life, right? And how to become tension free in this world. We can say this world has become the world of tension, full of problems. Baba's verses, you are Master Almighty. In front of a Master Almighty soul, obstacles and problems are like small insects. You are Master Almighty. These days of confluences have come to us with blessings, with spiritual enjoyment, with supreme happiness, alaukik. Everything is alaukik. We have to talk to ourselves. This entire world is involved in so many unnecessary waste and negative things, problems and anxieties. When we have achieved Baba, when Baba's power came to us, how can we or I live happy, peaceful, tension-free, problems-free life? It can happen with us that we live problem-free life. One thing is, problem comes to us and we have to face that. But very good thing is that we should be in such a powerful stage that problems could not dare to touch us. From a far distance, they get destroyed. Can it happen? Can it happen? And no problem of the world can touch to me. I'm beyond problems. So I will not only discuss this topic, but what I do when small problems come to me. I share my experience to you now. Very important thing is our power of thought. Related to this subject, we should determine very strong thought in our mind, we will never get upset. From last 10 years, I can say, I am having this powerful thought in my mind, in any problem, in any circumstances, on any cost, I will not waste my thoughts energy. Because I have noticed from Baba's Murali that this thought energy, power of thought, is the most powerful energy in the world. It can create everything. It can change everything. It can make every negative thing into positive. It can solve all problems. I remind you some versions of Avyakt Bap Dada, which I do practice in my life. Baba mentioned 3 years before, I used to say it always in classes, that in this world, great persons or great warriors have done miraculous work with the power of their mind, willpower. you have got spiritual willpower. God's willpower, God's power is combined to you. You are very powerful. You can do everything with the power of your positive thought. Important thing is this, Baba's line, Baba added, you should not create any negative thought in your mind. Be in one thought, and then that thought will be materialized, will solve everything, because you have got godly willpower. Become the embodiment of this willpower. I have used this thought very much in my life, in my practice. One another thing, 30 years before, once Avyakt Baba defined what problem is. And Baba mentioned, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. I analyzed many problems. Problems of Brahmin family, problems of Laukik people, and I found it's true that our negative thoughts, our weak mind, our impure thoughts, our fear cause problems, creates problem, creates obstacle. So it was very clear in my mind that if a weak mind creates the problem, so a powerful mind will destroy them. So I made many experiments in life with the help of a powerful thought, how can we destroy all problems of our life. But the same important thing is here, we should not get upset. Let anything happen in our life. We have to become so strong, so bold, so fearless. God is giving His company to us. Almighty is here. He has become the canopy of protection for me. I used to say in simple language, Almighty has become my bodyguard. No fear. No fear. No question of fear. No margin of any kind of fear. Let people defame me. Let them insult me. I had a very simple slogan for me. A yogi is never being insulted. No one can insult a yogi. Yogi is beyond all things. Try to insult me. Try to disturb me. Try to create problems for me. But I am determined I will not get upset, no disturbance. Because I noticed one thing, it came once in Baba's Murli, very good, powerful point, practice, that if you remain seated on the seat of detached observer, very elevated stage for yogi souls, Sakshi Bhav, detached observer. If you keep sitting on this stage all the time, all the problems under this stage, under this throne, will be pressed down, will be destroyed. This throne, this stage, will destroy all problems. But if you keep sitting on this throne of detached observer, for this, we need to have confidence in self, to need confidence in Baba's power, confidence in His help. Sometimes we don't have faith, we don't have trust in His help. We think probably He will do or not, He will come or not. One point, second point, third point, I remember always that day when there was the season of double foreigners. Last turn, Baba came, he gave Murli. When normally all were going back to their countries, one message he sent to everyone. And that message became a blessing for my life. In this last Avyakt Murli Rom Shanti Bhavan, Baba repeated same thing in other words, that whenever you are in problems, say just with true heart, Baba, my Baba, and Baba will come down to you. So that message at that time Baba has sent here, that Bap Dada is always ready to help with you. Make use of him. He waits. He does wait all the time that children will come to me. But Baba always watch that children don't come to me, they go to human beings for help. And what I can do then? But I am always ready to give help. Come to me. So what I did from that day, two yuktis I applied in practice. One thing was, in same season, Baba had spoken two very powerful versions. They are very powerful blessing for Brahmins. One was, he mentioned, you go to one who has two arms. Why don't you come to one who has 1,000 arms? It entered my heart. I think it had entered in everyone's heart. You go to one, to human beings, those who have two arms only, no power. You forget always your father who has thousands of arms, the Almighty One. If you come to me, you need not to do anything else. Everything will be done automatically. Second very powerful version was, I was very happy to listen to this. It's in Indian mythology. In the stories of Sri Krishna, you know Sri Krishna is believed as God in Hindu religion, the Supreme One. And there are many stories of his childhood, that he was so sweet and loving, so pure, that gopis used to love him very much, make him dance. He used to make them dance. So it has been mentioned that gopis have tied him in their love. Many other kings, powerful kings, could not tie him with the power of their armies and weapons. But gopis and some devotees tied him in their love. So it is famous in bhakti, God can be tied, can be bound in love only. But Baba added one more thing. You must tie me in the ropes of love and right. Right. Right on Baba. He belongs to me. He says, I belong to you, you belong to me. We are so close now, feel right on him. And you can make use of this right. So many times in problems, although I don't have any Laukik problem, some problems in the work, in responsibilities, I ask him, you are my friend, Almighty, now do this. Not please. No, please, do this. Right. I was listening today in the newspaper that in the parliament of Australia, some member was saying, please give me time to the speaker. And the speaker said, you need not to say please in the assembly. It's your right to ask the questions. It's our right to ask Baba, do this. And he is bound to do. If we come so close to him, he will do everything. But he doesn't want this only. He doesn't want that we go to him all the time with all the problem and ask him, do this, do this, do this. He wants to make us so powerful so that we can solve our problems and the problems of the world. It's in God's mind. My children must become so powerful, equally powerful to me, Master Almighty. They have to solve the problem of the world. Millions of the souls will come to us. They will ask us, please solve our problems. And we will have to solve their problems. Therefore, we must collect so much energy within us by giving drashti, by giving the vibrations of thoughts, by having good wishes, we can solve their problems. This should be target in our mind. We have to become so elevated and so powerful. So these are some thoughts. Secondly, I used one thing from that day very much. I was listening it from years and years. What is that thing? Baba is your most obedient servant. Whenever you remember me, I am ready to serve you. I am always with you. If you give me any order, I will come to you. These things we listen always in Baba's Murli. And what I used to think, everyone thinks the same, that Baba is so egoless that he says, I am your most obedient servant. But after getting many experiences in life, after listening some other experiences of many devotees of India, I came to realize this fact that it's true. Whenever we invite him to come down, he will come down. So, I did such practices first of all at Amrit Vela. I have a group with me, and in that group, I share you the recent practice we are doing at Amrit Vela in our group. So, we decided that we should invoke Baba, invite Baba every day in our room. So whenever we open our eyes in the morning, we remember him, Baba, you are our Sadguru. Please come down. First thought, please come down. And then we feel his presence. Bap, Dada, both came in front of me. And the practice we are doing now, he put his hand of blessing on my head. Make this vision. He put his hand, Almighty put his hand of blessing on my head. And from his hand, 8 rays of 8 powers started to enter my whole body. So a colorful fountain from his hand started to enter in whole body. Just for a minute. So I did many times this practice Whenever there was any problem, I asked him, please come down to me. And I saw always he came down. And when God comes down, where there is God, no problem can stay there. Where there is God, victory is there. Where there is God, happiness and success are there. So we can use this yukti in order to get free from all problems of the life. Thought energy is very important, very great energy. I remind you all one another version from Babaj Murali, which I brought into my experience various time. He had mentioned many years before that if your intellect is refined, your efficiency will become 10 times more. Recently I heard one new point. If your mind and intellect are refined, your efficiency, your capability will become 100 times more. I was amazing. I had done these practices in my life. And many times I noticed the effect and the experience of each thought. This was a practice I had done for many years, I can say. I have mentioned many times, and we all Brahmins must do the same thing. Make your life into a laboratory. Life is a laboratory. Just as in science, in physics and chemistry, we make experiments in the laboratories, we prove everything, then we accept. Similarly, life is a laboratory. We have to experiment in this laboratory what is the effect and the experience of each and every thought. If I think this way, what happens? If I think this way, then what will happen? So problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. I come to this point. If we become powerful, if we remain always elevated, in elevated consciousness, in higher consciousness, our vibrations, our pure energy will destroy all problems. So, be determined, be bold, that in any case, we will not allow the fast speed of our mind. We will slow down the speed of mind. Now I will discuss on simple problems which Brahmins have to face in life. We should not make our mind so weak and negative that we depend always upon others, that our happiness depends always upon others, that our courage and enthusiasm depend upon others. If people appreciate us, we become happy. If they defame us, we lose happiness. If we have to live in a peaceless atmosphere, we become peaceless. If enjoyment is there, we do enjoy. We have to go beyond all these things. So in Brahmin family, remember one word, that is selflessness. Selflessness. It is selfish motivation which is creating many problems in our life. Be selfless. Do work and surrender it to Baba. Do service, surrender it to Baba. We are doing just for Baba. It's a matter of deep realization. Listen carefully what I am going to say. Matter of deep realization that at this confluence age, Baba is doing everything with his powers through us. We are only instrument. It's not just for namesake, for saying, we say we are instrument, Baba does everything. And at the next moment, we say, oh, I did this. We should have this deep feeling that Baba is doing everything now. He has given his powers, his blessings to us. Now suppose your teacher, Alaukik teacher, doesn't care you. Very practical things, if you don't mind, should I speak? Suppose your teacher, your seniors, don't listen to you. Suppose they don't understand you. Suppose they don't give proper value to you. Suppose someone complain against you to them and they change their attitudes towards you. You go there to get their lawful drishti and they don't give to you. Don't get upset. Many years before, when I heard first time in one of the Avyakt Murali about power of truth, and I started to churn on this, and Baba clarified that if you are true, if you are honest, if you are right, but seniors don't listen to you, they change their attitudes, they shout at you, they say something negative to you, still, you should know that you are true. And where there is truth, Baba is there. Where there is truth, victory is there. Where there is truth, the power of truth will change everything, will change the mind of others, will change the mind of seniors. Baba will do many things for us then. So I decided in my mind that when I am true, when I am honest, I need not to fear. I should be very bold. And with the power of truth, I should be unshakable. I had to face many problems. Many means simple. I was responsible of kitchen in Madhuban. So some people used to complain against me to Dadis, and Dadi just called me. And many times I noticed that on seeing my face, Dadi could not say anything to me. It happened many times. I knew that I have been called for this complaint and they will say something. I will listen. I was ready, I will listen. Without any negative feeling. Because they are senior, I must give respect to them. I determined in life not to debate, unnecessarily discuss to the seniors. If they say, you did this, many times I had not done, but I was silent. Normally people think, if you are silent, people will think, definitely you have done mistake. It's common belief in the world. But I thought, if I have not done any mistake, and people think I have done mistake, still it will not harm me, because I have not done. I know and Baba knows. If world doesn't know, we should not care. We have to become so bold. And when Dadi saw, many other times, they said me something, that this has been done in kitchen, you did not care. But on listening some negative comments, I did not change the expression of my face. And there was no more problem. problem finished at the same spot. So when we are weak, when our mind is negative, when we are very fearful, fear of name and fame, defamation, fear of disregard, then we become very weak and we start thinking, thinking, thinking. We expand the things. We can stop everything at the same time. So I noticed, if I stop thinking, problems will be stopped at the same spot. They will not move forward. Finished. So the problems are the creation of weak mind. It is true. If we are not tolerant, if our power to tolerate is very weak, we can make a small thing into a very big problem. But if we do tolerate, things finished. Next thing which I used in my life, many, many years before, I think these are the Murli of 69 or 70, about easiness, lightfulness. Baba had given some Murlis those days, be light. Although those days I did not know what will be the effect of easiness, but I loved this point very much. Baba spoke 4-5 points. If you are light, your karmic account will become light. If you are light, your disease, bodily disease, will become light. If you are light, your problems will become light. If you are light, your relationships will become sweet and light. If you are light, your sanskaras will become light. So I like these things very much. And I started to bring this dharana of lightness, easiness into practice every day. I can say I was not light. Things used to create tension in my mind. Things means, I came to know that tomorrow 1,000 Brahmins are coming to Madhuban. For example, I remember this experience. One day, here was rainy season. In Madhuban, you know, it was very small those days. 30 years before, 28 years before, I came to know that tomorrow thousands Brahmin will come here. All of a sudden, I became heavy. Because we did not have so many brothers in kitchen, not such a big place in kitchen, very small kitchen in Madhuban. Not the kitchen at present, very small kitchen where telephone exchange is there, a bedding department, those two rooms were the kitchen room. No dining hall in Yagya. You can imagine, no dining hall in the Yagya. So, as soon as I became little heavy, I lost my happiness, yoga broken. Then I thought deeply. I used Baba's knowledge. This is cycle. Every kalp, so many Brahmins come in Yagya. Their service, this work, is being done every kalp. So even this kalp, it will be done. Why to worry? Why to bother? And I became very light. And I noticed then, when I became light, some brothers came to give me cooperation. I got the cooperation of many brothers, even those who came in the party, in the group. They came in the kitchen to chop vegetable, to help in cooking, to make toli. In every work, they helped us. And I experienced for the first time, work was done like game. So I understood that power of easiness, it's also a power. When mind is easy, our thought power is saved. If we are not easy, we will waste many thoughts unnecessarily and our spiritual power will finish. So this is spiritual power. So I gave this topic today to Meera when she asked me what topic you would like. So I said how to solve the problems of life through spiritual power. So one thing is with the power of powerful thoughts, with right on Baba to ask him do this, invoke him down, feel his presence. Some interesting and entertaining yuktis I am giving. We did in our group 2-3 months before that every day from the morning till night we will give ring to Baba at least 25 times. Just telephone to Baba 25 times. Let him say what you are doing again and again. Let me be silent, but we will give ring to Baba. Hello Baba, this is the problem. What should I do? Talk to him again and again. So for 3 days, everyone ring up to Baba 25 times, then 10 times. And many were doing this again and again, again and again. It has become a great enjoyment for them. Is it easy to give ring to him? I had given one suggestion last year to double foreigners because there is the problem in many houses that at least 100 ring of the phone they had to listen and they have to attend. So they get irritated. Again and again phone, again and again phone. They can't do yoga. They can't sit in silence. They can't do their homework silently. So I had suggested, again that suggestion I am giving to you, whenever you listen the ring of telephone, think that Baba is reminding me, come to me for a second. So whenever you listen the ring, for 3 seconds, link up yourself with Baba. So your telephone will make you a yogi. Do you like this suggestion? Telephone will become a blessing. I have given one suggestion to the IT group. Here was Information Technology group. And their problem was that they have to work on computer for 8 and 10 hours a day. They get irritated, exhausted, tired. What can they do while working with the computer? Very simple suggestion I gave to them. They were laughing, but they were churning after that on this point. That hourly, 1 minute in an hour. Give powerful sakas to your computer. You all have many computers. Give powerful sakas to your computer. And you will experience that after some days, computer will be giving sakas to you. Computer is very sensitive. It will absorb your vibrations. It will receive everything from you and vibrations will come back to you. Do you love this technique? Can you do? So, one another yukti which is coming in my mind, in your home, when you cook food or when you offer bhog to Baba, invite him down in your home, take his hand in your hand and take a round of every corner of your house. Take him to every bed. Ask him, please, give vibrations to this. give vibrations to this, give vibrations to this. If you do this 2 times every day, you will experience His presence in your home. If there are somewhere negative energy at any place in your home or anywhere, you can use this method. So instead of going to Baba, invite Him down. It will become a great thing. So these are simple yuktis by which we can solve all problems of life. One very powerful yukti which I use nowadays always for me, and that is, we all have heard in the Murli of Sunday, Revised Avyakt Murli, it was the Murli on Master Almighty stage. Do you remember? Power of body, power of mind, power of money and power of relationships. Do you remember? So, I am Master Almighty. And Baba mentioned again that as you born as a Brahmin, I blessed you, I gifted you with 8 powers. So Baba is saying that I have given you all of my 8 powers. Ask yourself, did I receive them? The best over one, the Father Almighty, gave to me. Did I receive? I remember in Indian history, you know the name of Swami Vivekananda? Swami Vivekananda, his guru, Ramakrishna Paramhans, at the end, put his hand on the head of Swami Vivekananda and gave all of his, transferred all of his powers to him. And guru mentioned, now, I gave whatever I had with me, whatever I collected for me, and now I am empty. I have no more power. You use these powers for the benefit of the world. And from that day, Swami Vivekananda became great saint of India. Before that, he was very intellectual being, very powerful person, but not divine. He used to abuse his guru, Ramakrishna Paramhans. He used to defame him. He used to say he is a crazy man. But when he touched his head like this, transferred his power, Swami Vivekananda became a great person of the age, Yug Purush in Indian history, people call him Yug Purush, the great person of this age. Same thing had happened with Shankaracharya. You know Shankaracharya, the founder of sannyas. He was a small baby of 7 years. He has left home, became sannyasi. He went in the search of a guru. Someone told him, your guru is waiting for you in that cave, 500 miles away from this place. He started to go on foot, saw that his guru was meditating in a cave. He saw his guru, sat down there. When guru came out of that trance, he put his hand on the head of Shankaracharya of 8 years. 8 years old he was at that time, and he blessed with 8 divine powers. They call it 8 siddhi, 8 occult powers, 8 divine powers, and Shankaracharya could do many things because of those powers. He got those wonderful powers. One power out of them was that he was able to move in thy sky, through thy sky, path of sky. Just as we practice through angelic stage, we can go from one place to another place. He got this power, that bodily, being with body, he can fly up and can go at any place. So he was able to visit everywhere in India like this. Otherwise at that time there was no plane, no car, no train, no bus. Everyone had to walk on foot. So I used to think, human guru empowered their disciples by keeping hand on the head. Our Supreme Guru Almighty has blessed us with his all powers. Why don't we realize it? Then Swami Vivekananda could realize, then Shankaracharya could realize, some others, great persons, they got powers from their gurus. When with the power of gurus, they could do miraculous work in the world. So why not we? God himself has given us all of his powers. He says, my all powers I have given to you. Let them go to you. Feel them, accept them, and use them. So we are Master Almighty. In order to empower ourselves, we must do this consciousness. We must practice this consciousness, most elevated consciousness. I am Master Almighty. Remind yourself again and again that Almighty Baba has given me all of his powers. I am blessed with all divine powers. Note down, make a slogan of it and put everywhere in your home. Read again and again and remind yourself, I am not weak. God has blessed me with all of his powers. Important thing is acceptance, awareness and intoxication. We have to accept. Then be aware of the powers. Keep intoxication of these things. I am Master Almighty. Fourthly, make a vision. Three types of vision we can make. I am soul, Master Almighty. From me a colorful fountain is spreading out. I am Master Almighty. You can see this vision for 10 seconds only, but many times. Second vision, I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, rays of might are going out. I am might house. Thirdly, I am Master Almighty, so I am surrounded by all powers. All powers are like a circle around me. These are three visions we can make. I give an example how to practice it. Suppose you came to Madhuban now, you locked up your house. When you go anywhere from your house, or sometime at night, sometime in the morning, you can draw a line of might around your house. Draw a line of might around your house. 7 times if you draw, with this awareness, I am Master Almighty. Combined to Almighty, energy, might is spreading out, and just I am drawing a line around my house. 7 times. And it means you bound your house with energy. Any negative energy, any bodiless souls will not dare to enter your house. When you start to go out from your home for your job or anywhere, just simple thought every day you should have in your mind, I am Master Almighty, Almighty is combined to me. And I am the destroyer of obstacles. on the way, if any obstacle is there, let it be destroyed. It will make your life very safe, because we are going very close to the destruction. Very critical period, very dangerous period, fearful period. People will be killed unnecessarily. On this earth, there will become a powerful wave of fear and no confidence everywhere. At that time, this practice will protect us, will give us specific energy. So every time, whenever you have to face any problem, now practical and simple yukti, whenever you have to face any problem, first be in this consciousness, I am Master Almighty, for just 10 seconds, and create a thought, it should be done like this. Only one thought. It should be done like this. No negative thought. It will be done like this or not. They will cooperate with me or not. They will create more problems or not. No, just one thought. Let it finish. Feel that you are sending energy to destroy that problem. And problem is being destroyed. And see the result. So with the power of this elevated consciousness and then with the power of elevated thought, we can destroy, solve all of our problems. Being in this consciousness, you can change the mind of others. People who oppose you, who have negative attitude to you, enmity to you, negative behavior to you. Be in the feeling, I am Master Almighty, and give a thought to that person. Do this. You are my brother. Now do this. We both are friend. Give such feeling or vibrations to that person. We both are good friend. Become friendly now. We both are the children of one father. Same home. We both are good souls. Have such thought, energy of love will go to him and mind will change. So being in this consciousness, you might have noticed Master Almighty and Destroyer of Obstacles. Combine these two thoughts of self-respect. And when these two thoughts are combined, vibrations become very powerful and they destroy the obstacles. Again, I would say, don't have narrow mind in life. Don't have ordinary thoughts in life. Don't have the fear what will happen. Don't become sensitive to everything. For this, I am giving you one formula. Probably you might have heard that A, B, C, D formula. Have you heard about this? We used to give it in our classes of non-BKs. This is very good formula in order to solve our problems of life, in order to keep ourselves tension-free. A, B, C, D formula. A for acceptance. Two meaning of this letter. A, acceptance. A, avoid. 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 Do something in the life, we have to accept always. We cannot accept. Accept the things. Or to few things we have to avoid. B, bypass. Bypass. If you have some problems on the way, go from this side. Don't wait that line should be clear, then I will go straight. Change your path. Bypass. C, cancel. cancel. Already we have cancelled many things. You have cancelled, you will not eat non-veg. Cancelled. To certain thing, cancel forever. I will not speak harsh word to others. Cancel it. I will not get affected by others' behavior. Cancelled. Do for doing. Do. I have to do certain thing. Tension comes in life when we think to do everything. We cannot do everything. Forget this, that we will do everything. I used to think for myself. When I was young, I used to do this, this, this. If I think now too, I will do this, 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 it will create tension in my mind. So when a person becomes old, he has to renounce few things from the life. This is an art to make our life easy and light, free from tension. When we think we have to do everything, we invite tension. I had asked you and I would remind again, be selfless. Selflessness makes our life, our intellect very divine. It keeps us very light. It's in Indian bhakti, I think it's in the bhakti everywhere in all religions, to surrender everything to God. Do noble deed, surrender them to Baba. Help, give help to others, surrender it to God. Give love to others, surrender it to Baba. Means no expectation. Nothing in the return. No demand that I had done this and this for you. You must do this for me. No. It was my duty to do. It was my duty to give cooperation. In return, I should not ask for the cooperation. And very important thing, we should not join the race of name and fame. It's a race in the world. It's a competition in the world. Whatever we do, we seek name and fame after everything. We go behind name and fame. And if our spiritual life gets involved in name and fame, we will lose spirituality completely. The desire of name and fame is not the sign of great souls. Entire world will give respect to us if we are in self-respect. We need not to ask self-respect. We need not to become beggars. We are becoming world emperor, very royal, divine personality. If we keep asking, if we do the things, if we are sure that we will get name and fame, it means we have achieved nothing in our life. We will achieve, no doubt, we will achieve name and fame and respect, but we will lose our future. We will lose our spirituality in life, divinity from the life. So, we have to become spiritual, collect spiritual power, make yourself full with spiritual power. Now, this should be the aim for us. This is my journey for myself. I see entire world, Brahmin world, I know everything. But I keep myself safe from everything. Because I have decided my final goal of this spiritual life is to gain full spiritual power from Almighty, which will be very useful for me throughout the cycle. Spiritual power, power of purity, happiness, power of peace. These are our spiritual powers. So we should aim, clear aim. I have to achieve this, not this. If we run after unnecessary things in this Brahmin life, we will remain empty. We will have to regret at the end. Talk to yourself this way. So empower yourself with this spiritual power. And this spiritual power itself will solve all problems of your life. So again, I would repeat the thing. Make aim. We will not waste our thoughts. The energy of thought, the power of thought, is the most elevated power in the world. It can bring change in the world. It can bring change in the nature. Our each powerful thought creates powerful energy, and that energy brings big change on this planet. So let us fix such aim. Problems will come definitely in life. We cannot say we will become free from the problems. If we want to become free from the problems, we should become very powerful and bold. Problem of disease, our sickness, sometimes becomes a big problem. And we know that these problems come to us because of our past karmic account. So we have to clear this karmic account. Now I would add one more thing and we'll finish this class, and then we will experience powerful yoga for 15 minutes. Cleanse your intellect. Keep this aim in your mind. Now I have come to Baba in order to purify myself. So I have to keep my intellect clean all the time. Don't allow any rubbish, wasteful things into your brain or intellect. Cleanse everything. We have to come to cleanse our subconscious mind, our conscious mind, our brain, and it will play very important role for our spiritual experiences. If intellect is clean, miraculous experience will come to us. If we have made it full of negative things, we will have to wait all the time for peace and happiness. So keep everything in your hand, become so powerful and fearless, and remember always, where there is power of truth, where there is power of true religion, where there is power of purity, where there is Almighty Himself, victory will come there easily. Victory will come there easily. Victory will become birthright of such a powerful and stable soul, stable mind. So, don't get upset. Be bold, be combined to Baba, invoke Him down, feel His presence, and give complete cooperation in this divine task of world transformation. Om Shanti. Now we will experience powerful yoga. I give you simple commentary. Not continuous commentary, but thoughts. So first of all, let us experience I am Master Almighty. Be in this awareness. I am Master Almighty. Baba has blessed me with all of His powers. I am the embodiment of all powers. I am powerful. Point of energy, source of energy, vibrating energy. Baba is almighty. I am visualizing him. His energy, all of his powers, 8 powers, are coming down to me in 8 colors. A colorful fountain of all powers is coming down to me. I am on the globe. Master Almighty, I invite Baba. He came down over my head. He became the canopy of protection. On the globe, receiving might from Baba. Giving to the world the rays of powers in red color are spreading out from me, going to the weak souls. The soul world, I am in sweet silence home. I am peace house, free from all bondages. In a liberated stage, this is the abode of peace. Vibrations of peace are spreading everywhere. I enjoy this peace. Baba is ocean of peace. He is in front of me. His vibrations of peace are entering me. me and Baba. Now I come down, enter my subtle body. I'm an angel, angel of purity. I go in the sky, I'm in the sky. Pure vibrations from Baba in white color are coming down to me. I am receiving pure energy from Baba. These pure vibrations are spreading out from me and purifying the nature. So I am receiving white rays of purity from Baba and giving to the nature. Om Shanti.